Blog Talk Radio.
You will see where I am coming from.
His words are so gifted, his humor is so wicked. And he's a brainiac, and he makes me laugh like an aphrodisiac. He's got that magic. He's got that magic. He's got that magic. The way he touches me is so spiritual, he's so everything. He's a miracle, yeah. And the instant he touched me, I knew what I'd been waiting for. It's like his hands and my body been friends before. Ooh. Every other man next to him is so mundane. In a world of cocaine, he's like fine champagne. And he loves so odd and so unique. Everything about this man is made especially for me.
Thank you. Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here in nature. It's a whole new start. The new year. Wait a minute. Every day's new year when you're following your calling. Can I get a hello there? Let me just first start by saying I am infinitely, infinitely grateful, right? Infinitely grateful to connect with great people every single day, right? And I call this whole year, which really is every day, right, the year of unity, where we're letting go of the old, we're embracing the new paradigm, right, where magic, we're going to see it's going to be all around us. So when we talk of manifesting 3-3 magic, I get thousands of questions. It's hard for me to keep up. But I get a lot of questions around synchronicity. Why do I see 11-11, 2-2-2, 3-3? Why do I think of someone and then they just appear? Let's breathe in that good-ass prana first. Right. Okay. We're there. Okay. So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. You see, there are things only synchronistic people will understand, understand and overstand. That is, for example, that, hey, yes, I see 11-11 a lot, and 2-2-2 a lot, and 3-3-3 a lot. And it's all because I am in alignment. So when I say 3-3 magic, I'm talking about alignment magic. The reason why the number 33 was so powerful in ancient mystery schools was because it's in correspondence to the 33 vertebrae, spinal column, right? So it's transformation, elevation, and that's where we're heading in the year of unity, right? A lot of people say, I see 11-11. 11 is the gateway. Two ones, right? It's a gate. You are going through something, right? You're paradigm is shattering. You are now piercing the veil of illusion to embrace the secret, which is life isn't what you thought it was. Can I get a hello there? Don't worry about it. 2-2, you are now becoming an architect. You are now realizing the world we live in is like a computer simulation. That's why we use computers. Zeros and ones. So let's dig deeper. Let's dive deeper. How to manifest 3-3 magic. Well, let me just talk about sound thinking. Ever been thinking about something and then you turn on the radio and then a singer says the exact word you're thinking about? Oh my gosh! Really creepy, right? What's going on? As a psychologist, a counselor, but more so an infinite being with no labels, I say that synchronicity is where your dominant thoughts align with your life and become your dominant experiences. That's why sometimes you're thinking about a fruit and then someone walks in the room with a t-shirt saying banana. Wait a minute, I was just thinking about banana. That's what happens. Right? Sometimes you meet a random person, but guess what? You find out they're not random. They're actually an old family member. Can I get a hello there? What I call the hidden connection. Right? 3-3 magic is all about realizing that word is bond. Right? Many years ago, I went by the name of Kemet Prince One. Now, if you're a deep diver, you should know that. If you're not, don't worry about it, right? And that was powerful because once you connect back to the ancient mystery schools of Egypt, it's powerful energy. But at the same time, I was keeping myself in a box because I was just at the 1-1 stage, right? The 11 stage, which is the first gateway. Then the 2-2, then the 3-3, leading on to infinity. So It was great. It made me feel empowered to know all of these ancient secrets. But at the same time, the magic wasn't happening like it should. So I said, okay. Walking down the ocean, I said, whoa, the ocean is too powerful. Infinite waters. Can I get a hello there? As soon as I connected with that force, the force of infinite waters, game over. I manifested the 3-3. I manifested the 3-3 magic, which is all about transformation. No borders, no boundaries. That's why I connect with millions of people every single day. Because once again, it's all about the names you use and the energy you embody. You see, once you change one area of your life, all other areas change, right? There was a time where I used to feel really sorry for myself, right? I used to be all tucked in bed, didn't want to go out, didn't want to see you, definitely not you. But then one day, the sun shone on my face, and I got inspired, right? I breathed in that beautiful prana, and I said, it's time to go out, right? It's time to realize there's more to life. And as I changed my perspective, as I changed my inner experience, feeling better about myself, all other areas of my life became aligned to that. You see, that's why I always talk about the inner experience. As a psychologist, I'm giving consultations daily. I'm talking with people all around the world that you got to take care of your emotional bank balance. 3-3 magic is about realizing how you feel. I've spoken about magic money is what you are going to attract externally. We never attract what we want. We always attract what we are. So it doesn't mean that if you think negative thoughts, negative things are going to happen to you. No, you got to become an alchemist, a wizard, where if you're stuck in an avalanche, you use your wand to get the hell out of there. Can I get a hello? 3-3 magic is really about a higher level of who you are. Now, many times I talk about becoming your greatest version. And people say, Ralph, wait a minute, we already are perfect. And I say, actually, you're right. We don't have to become anything. We already are amazing. We already are enough. At the same time, gosh, I love saying that. At the same time, right, that should be a meme. At the same time, Windows, new versions, every year. Right? Every couple of months, they got a new version out. Goodness gracious. Because you need to update yourself. You need to upgrade yourself. Let me upgrade you. Right? 3-3 magic right now, this being the year of unity on the planet, is where you're going to see a lot of content creators come out of the woodworks. Right? That's what I'm seeing right now is the March 3rd Pisces. Pisces know what I'm talking about. Right? There's going to be a hell of a lot of content creation that's going to help humanity rise even higher to their limitless nature, right? What else? We're also going to see that races are going to break down. The concept of race is going to break down even more in this year, and nationality, as people begin to see the truth even more. Manifesting 3-3 magic, which is what I call alignment magic, is really starting small. You see, many artists, I'm going to do a whole video for content creators, because I've been doing this for a long time, created a lot of abundance, and still am. A lot of people get stuck, once again, wiping the trophy. Biggest trap ever. My mentor said, look, don't rest on your laurels. To manifest 3-3 magic, you got to realize, once again, every day is new year. Look, right now, you're probably just rolling out of bed. You probably drunk so much last night, ate so much, you can't move. You see, that's how many of us live. Just like if you make a video, for example, I always tell people this. I've got viral videos. I've got over 42 million views, right? Over nearly 500,000 subscribers. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Because once again, every day, we're creating the magic. It's everyday magic. I'm not saying, gosh, yeah, look at everything I've done. That's how you get stuck. That's how you get trapped. Because once again, you're resting on your laurels. To manifest 3-3 magic, you have to see that every day is a new start. That no matter what happened to you, right? So yesterday I had a video which I did which got deleted, which was going to be this one. So guess what? I just did it again. Can I get a hello there? It's the highest form of wizardry. You see, synchronicity emanating from the Greek syn, together, chronos, time, happening at the same time, is where you realize you can create anything. You can be anything once you start deleting the program you have in your mind. Once you start realizing, hey, just as long as you are in alignment, you will be taken care of. All I have to do is just share. Right? I'm set. And that's all you have to do too. If you're a dancer, just dance. Don't worry about it. If you're an artist, just draw. Paint. And you will be taken care of. That's how 3-3 magic works. You got to be in alignment. The right people will find you when you are in the right place. Can I get a hello? And that's what I've seen along my journey. I know exactly who I'm connecting with, right? Because once again, you know what time it is or what time it isn't, right? How the world is shifting to such a powerful place right now as we speak. But let me just tell people who are doubting themselves right now for the new year, because sometimes when you don't realize every day is a new year, you go with a program and you might feel inadequate. You might feel useless, that your life isn't going according to plan. Don't worry about it. Because I was just like you. There were days where I thought, goodness gracious, life won't get any better. What happened? I took a small step. I did a little bit every single day. And I believed that things would get better. I know they did. They got tremendous. Can I get a hello there? Only through connecting with people who reminded me who I was. Your vibe attracts your tribe. You see, I'm not here just to make videos for everyone to say, oh my gosh. No, I've already gone past that stage, right? I've gone past that stage long time ago. I'm here right now as a wizard to once again trigger and be the catalyst for my former selves out there, right? Because everybody you see is you in a different space and time. So once again, if you've got a crazy idea, share it, because it will probably change your life. That's what we call 3-3 magic. It's not about just doing what people want to hear. You got to do it for yourself. If people don't like it, too bad. Go and eat some grapes. Can I get a hello there? Elise is healthy. So once again, may this year be all you want. I know it's all I want already because it's right now. And just realize that, hey, you're good enough. Your message is good enough. I was skating yesterday and I told someone, look, they wanted to get into content creation. And I said, look, your presence alone is enough. Let me repeat that. Your presence alone is enough. That is ultimately 3-3 magic. So go out there, share, have fun, dance around, and have fun with a cat down the road. We're out here, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You!
In your note, you said you could teach me to gain control of the Avatar state. How?
You must gain balance within yourself before you can bring balance to the world. And the first step to gaining balance begins with this. Drink up.
Ugh, it tastes like onion and banana juice.
That's because it is. Yum, yum. In order to master the Avatar state, you must open all the chakras. Then, tell me everything you know about chakras.
What are chakras?
Something coming to me lately about...
I guess we'll start with the basics. The water flows through this creek, much like the energy flows through your body. As you see, there are several pools where the water swirls around before flowing on. These pools are like our chakras.
So chakras are pools of spiraling energy in our bodies?
Exactly. If nothing else were around, this creek would flow pure and clear. However, life is messy, and things tend to fall in the creek. And then what happens?
The creek can't flow?
Yes. But if we open the path between the pools...
The energy flows.
There are seven chakras that go up the body. Each pool of energy has a purpose and can be blocked by a specific kind of emotional muck. Be warned, opening the chakras is an intense experience, and once you begin this process, you cannot stop until all seven are open. Are you ready?
I'll do whatever it takes.
First, we will open the earth chakra, located at the base of the spine. It deals with survival and is blocked by fear. What are you most afraid of? Let your fears become clear to you.
Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. Beautiful day. How to open your seven chakras, the science of the chakras, how to balance the chakras. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So I got a question that came in. Ralph, how do you open your seven chakras? Okay, first thing in the day, just like that. Okay. I have opened my seven chakras and it has changed my life in a phenomenal way. Do you know how to open your chakras? Have you opened them? You're like, yeah, I have, Ralph. But wait a minute. I didn't open one. Why not? Because we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Open the seven chakras. How do I balance the seven chakras? And what is the science of the chakras? Now, the word chakra comes from a Sanskrit word meaning wheel. You see, in the Indus Valley in ancient times, thousands of years ago, they realized that there were energy centers in the body. Over 88,000. that's a lot. But don't worry about it, because the great sages and wise men and women realized that there were only 7 major energy centers that you need to know about. And these energy centers are responsible for allowing the smooth flow of energy to move along your body. And when all 7 chakras are opened, you have perfect health. When a chakra is closed or blocked, you become ill. So I use this science to improve my health. Now, scientists are now starting to realize the ancient wisdom from the Indus Valley when they spoke of the chakras. They were actually speaking of the endocrine system. Slow motion this side. And that our chakras are nothing more than our glands. So let's start with the first chakra. This is called the root chakra, or the Muladhara. Like how I said that? Thank you. Okay. That's a Sanskrit word which means root support. The first chakra is all about security. And its gland is the adrenal gland. Fight or flight. The cat down the road is chasing you again. Don't worry about it. Okay. Its color is red. Its stone is jasper. 7-day vegan challenge. Its food is tomato, sweet potato. The first chakra is all about survival. And therefore, to open the first chakra, to unlock it, you have to learn how to ground yourself. That's it. Say it like that. Ground yourself. Take off your socks. I've only now, like, I'm only now just seeing your feet. What happened? Put them away, actually. Look. I realize this, that earthing yourself is how to open your root chakra and how to balance it. You see, when we have a lot of dis-ease in the body, we create a ton of positive ions. That creates a lot of inflammation. When you take off those socks, I'm only seeing your feet for the first time right now, okay? Don't scare me. Once you take off your socks and you earth yourself on Mother Nature, Gaia, you are now coming into contact with Earth's negative ions all across its surface. And that actually balances you out. Slow motion this side. So, the reason why it's so fundamental to balance and open the root chakra is because this is our foundation. I realize this, that you can only rise as high as the strength of your foundation. Slow motion this side. Chakras also correspond to instruments, and the instrument for the root chakra is the drum. Okay? That will keep you grounded. Okay? The drum, get a drum. Shall I drum for you? I'll drum for you. Okay? Ground yourself. I've realized this, that when we talk of the root chakra, some people have a little root chakra, some people have way too much. Okay? We need to balance it out. So, ecotherapy will balance your root chakra. Are you spending so much time indoors? Well, you will have a lot of root chakra problems. We ground ourselves when we are in nature. Get your butt in nature. Okay? Now, some people do have too much root chakra, where they are so grounded, they don't want to go anywhere. They're afraid of leaving their comfort zone. So it's all about a balance, like be indoors for a little bit and then get your butt into nature. Because it's a beautiful day. It's like like a beautiful day. And its element is earth. Get it? Got it? Good. What is the second chakra? How do we open it? How do we balance it? This is the Svajasthana. Powerful. Okay? This is the sacral chakra. It's gland, gonads, testes, ovaries. The Svajasthana emanates from the Sanskrit, which means the sweet abode of self. Okay? Its color is orange. So the 7-day vegan challenge, the foods you need are anything orange. Apricots, fantastic. Oranges, even better, because its color is orange. So this chakra deals with sensuality. When you have a healthy sensuality, this chakra is balanced. And what's helped me open this chakra, this is where actually the kundalini energy lies, that dormant snake that rises up to see the light of day, right? That is where the kundalini energy lies, that serpent that gently rises up. Okay, you have to have a healthy attitude towards sexuality. You got to love your body. Once you start loving your body, I love myself, then the second chakra, the sacral chakra, begins to open up. Too little or too much of the sacral chakra. Okay, here we go. Too little, it means that you start suppressing how you feel sexually. Now you don't like your body. You don't accept your body. Too much is where sometimes you get so consumed with your sexuality, sex is all you think of, okay? So we need a balance, and that's what we call healthy sensuality. This is where you love your body, you love sex, but in a healthy way, because you realize sexual energy is the energy permeating everything in existence. Slow motion this side. This is the creative life force energy. So therefore, you begin to open it when you begin to tap into that energy of your sexuality. Okay? A lot of artists, very sexual, right? They're very creative too. Okay? So it's a beautiful, beautiful chakra. And its stone, Ralph, is tiger's eye. That will help you heal your second chakra. What is the third chakra? This is the Manipura, the Sanskrit word meaning the city of the shining jewel. How about that? It's also called the solar plexus, right around your navel. Okay, so the root chakra is located at the base of your spine, the sacral chakra just below the navel, and the solar plexus just around your navel. And this actually deals with your identity. It gives you a strong sense of who you are. It's also the seat of the ego. I am this, I am that, okay? But it is all about power. And it is a very powerful energy center. Now, how I open the solar plexus is to really meditate and massage my navel. Because scientists now know that we have a mini brain in our gut. There are neurons in our gut, okay? So that's why people say, I feel it in my gut, Ralph. I just knew it. Okay, your gut has intuition too, just like your brain, okay? So, gut feelings. That's why a lot of people, if your solar plexus is out of balance, you have a lot of anxiety. So how do you deal with anxiety? You come into nature. That really recharges your solar plexus. Okay, you listen to calming music. That really helps your solar plexus. Okay, stringed instruments. Okay, the violin calms your nerves. Okay, and its color is yellow. 7-day vegan challenge. So that means eat a lot of bananas. Any excuse. It's stone citrine. Powerful stone that will heal your solar plexus. Now, it's all about digestion. So, once again, if your solar plexus is out of balance, you're going to have a lot of digestive problems. And how to really move it in balance is to not eat too much, not overindulge in foods, right, that make you sit on the toilet for hours upon hours upon hours. Wait a minute, Ralph, we ain't even had breakfast yet, so that isn't an issue. Good, okay? So the solar plexus is so powerful, that is connected to the pancreas gland, okay? The pancreas and the spleen as well. What is the fourth chakra? Baby, baby, talk to me. The fourth chakra, we are talking about the anahata, okay? The heart chakra, of course, its gland, the thymus gland. Its color, green, a great stone that can heal. The heart chakra is emerald, also jade. When people get married, you see them in a lush, beautiful green background. Green is a symbol of growth and fertility. Things are now coming into fruition. Slow motion this side. Now, how I open my heart chakra every single day is to be open to love. The first three chakras deal with what? They deal with personal self. It's all about me, my survival. Okay, my creativity, my power. The heart chakra is all about moving into that transcendental meditative state where it's no longer just about you. It's also about the cat down the road. Thank you very much. And other people. You are now open to giving people love. But what they realize in ancient times is that you can't love anybody until you love yourself. Slow motion this side. The greatest relationship you can have is with yourself. And that's how you begin to open the heart chakra. And now you can begin to connect with other people. You can give to them. You can share with them. You can even massage their toes. Okay? And it's green. So what foods are we talking of? Leafy greens. We're talking about kale. We're talking about the spirulina as well, full of protein, complete source of protein. We're talking about the watercress. We're talking about the arugula. Okay, now all of these leafy greens are full of magnesium. And this is really going to help your heart chakra open even more. We know that the instrument the heart chakra connects to is what? I'm asking you. Stringed instruments. Once again, the violin. I love the violin. It just touches your heart. But also the piano. Okay? Now, what stone? What are we talking of? Emerald. Okay? Ever seen The Wizard of Oz, right? Emerald City. Get some emerald today and open your heart chakra. Now, what closes the heart chakra down is what? What, Ralph? Being guilty. I shouldn't have done that, Ralph. I just shouldn't have done that. Yeah, that will block your heart chakra. We don't want that. So what's helped me along my journey is to forgive myself. Even though I drank all of your almond milk, 7-day vegan challenge, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay? So realize that your heart chakra opens when you learn how to forgive yourself, when you learn how to forgive other people, when you walk around with a very, very light heart. Are you light in heart? In ancient Egypt, they had to weigh your, they weighed your heart against a feather, okay? And if it didn't, like, weigh up, sorry, you wouldn't be going to the afterlife. Sorry about that. Stay on planet Earth instead, okay? So, be light in heart. Remove guilt. Forgive yourself. And don't be stingy with your love, because that's what really closes and blocks the heart chakra. When you are open just to helping people, contributing to other people's evolution and growth, how about that? The heart chakra now begins to open up. Okay. What is the fifth? The fifth chakra. So the heart chakra is connected to the thymus, right? The thymus gland. The throat chakra is the fifth chakra, and that is connected to the thyroid. It's called the Vishuddha, a Sanskrit word meaning pure. Now, I didn't tell you the Sanskrit word for the fourth chakra, did I? The anatta, right? The anatta, meaning the sound of two things not crossing each other. That's the heart. The throat chakra, the Vishuddha, means pure. And this deals with communication. And its stone is no other than, guess, what stone do I love the most? Probably turquoise. This is amber. I love amber too. But this is turquoise. This is the most powerful stone. If you want to communicate better and talk like infinite waters that goes on and on till the break of dawn, right? Get turquoise. This is pure turquoise. This is also turquoise. Let me get off my bling right now. Can you see this? That's turquoise as well. Okay? So turquoise, super powerful stone for really opening your throat chakra. Now, we know that the throat chakra, its element is water. Okay? And therefore, communication, if you really want to flow like water, you got to become impeccable with your word. That is one of the four agreements. So, have you ever been in a situation where you're like, no, but you're afraid to say no? And you're like, yes, but you're afraid to say yes? Okay. Then you got a problem with the throat chakra. When you can really say no when you want to say no and yes when you want to say yes, then you are in that process of opening your throat chakra. Too little or too much. Let's talk about it. If you have a blocked throat chakra, you will have a lot of thyroid problems, because that's the gland it corresponds to. It means that you have lost your voice. You have lost your expression. Okay? So I realized this, that my throat chakra began to open when I was able to be impeccable with my word, when I was able to be honest and pure with how I truly felt emotionally. Okay, so that's how to really open your throat chakra. Now, sometimes you get stuck in the throat chakra too much, where you're just talking all the time and you forget to listen. Okay? So I've realized that you got to listen. You got to be a good listener, as I was saying. That the throat chakra, 7-day vegan challenge, it's food. If you really want to open the throat chakra, it's color. We're talking about blue. Blueberries, full of vitamin C, full of anthocyanins, going to help you prevent cancer. But they just taste great. Let's just keep it simple. Okay? Super powerful. Many times we don't realize that when it comes to communication, if you are lying a lot, lying to other people and lying to yourself, you are blocking the throat chakra. The throat chakra opens when you are very authentic, when you are clear with your words, when you realize the power of words, that words are vibrations, words are spells. That's why when a child goes to school, they learn how to spell. Slow motion this side. You begin to open your throat chakra when you realize that you can heal yourself through words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. They lied. Get your money back. Look, words can hurt you because they are vibrations. And once you start singing, I'm amazing, I'm so beautiful, right? Singing, using words that empower you, I can do this, I can do that. You are now balancing out the throat chakra. But also, silence is very powerful for opening the throat chakra. What a paradox, right? Being silent, now you are learning how to hear the inner voice. Slow motion this side. Right? And that's what's helped me along my journey. Listen to your inner voice. It knows more than you're talking about. Think about that. Okay? What is the sixth chakra? This is the Ajna chakra, which means in the Sanskrit to know or to perceive. This is what some people call the third eye chakra. Okay? Located right here, just above the brow. Now, this deals with intuition, imagination, clairvoyance, which is being able to see things before they happen, clairsentience, clear touch, clairaudience, clear hearing. This is super powerful. The third eye chakra is opened when you are able to question your reality. So the first five chakras deal with the first five senses, okay? Taste, touch, smell, hearing, seeing, okay? The sixth chakra is going beyond the senses. Slow motion this side. Okay, and what healing crystal stones can be used to open the third eye chakra, the Ajna chakra? We're talking about blue tourmaline, blue sapphire. That will open your third eye chakra, those stones. What about foods? Okay, indigo foods, beetroot, purple grapes, blueberries, 7-day vegan challenge, any excuse. I wake up every single day with a bunch of purple grapes in my mouth. Now, what gland does this third eye chakra correspond to? The pituitary gland, but also the pineal gland, which is the seat of the soul. So a lot of people who are opening their third eye start to realize what they were talking of in the ancient Indus Valley, that the whole world is Maya. It is the illusion. And we are here to really see that, and that's how we actually fall into the truth. Okay? So the third eye, when your third eye is opening, and how to really open the third eye, is don't just believe everything you see on the news. Don't even watch the news like I don't. Do it if you want. Look, don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Know for yourself. That's why in ancient Kemet or Egypt, on every temple it said, know thyself. Slow motion this side. You see, we've been lied to from childhood. They told you the world was like this. And as you grew up, you're like, they lied to me. It's totally not like that. Don't worry about it. Okay, so the third eye is where you are starting to question the 3D. You are now moving out of the 3D into the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, seventh dimension, eighth dimension, ninth dimension, tenth dimension. You're moving up dimensions, baby. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Okay? It is all about intuition. It is about inner knowing, where you have this beautiful intuition. Do you ever sense what people are going to say before they say it? Can you feel someone's energy? Okay? That's your third eye. Now, what blocks the third eye? When you are stuck in the matrix. When you believe everything they tell you about history. Okay? That's why it's called his story. They just made it up. Right? The third eye is also blocked when you're just watching television 24/7. When you're just drinking a lot of water with fluoride, right? That actually calcifies. It calcifies the pineal gland. You start decalcifying the pineal gland when you are, what? Removing fluoride out of the water. Now, check this out. I've realized that when we talk of the third eye, what really can open it and how to really balance your third eye is to be open to new ideas, okay? Now, you can go overboard, right? That's where you start getting paranoid and think the cat down the road really runs the whole entire planet. No, it doesn't. It's just here for the ride, okay? But the power of the third eye, and that's why if you learn how to open your third eye, you're not even on Earth anymore. Because the third eye element, we're talking about air. You're just like, whoa, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Okay, you're not on the earthly plane anymore. You're in that transcendental state. You're out of space with the stars, baby. Okay? So, it is a super, super powerful chakra. Okay? And what instrument is the third eye connected to? Woodwinds. We're talking about the bansuri, which is the Indian flute. The Indian flute, okay, is fantastic. Wind instruments will help you activate, open your third eye, and also balance it out. Whoa! And what is the seventh chakra, this major energy center? We are talking about the Sahasrara, okay? That is the seventh chakra, the crown chakra connected to the pineal gland. Its stones are amethysts, diamonds. Got diamond? We got a lot of diamonds. Clear quartz, okay? Those are its stones, okay? What is its color? Violet. This is the last major energy center. Now, ancient sages and great mystics realize that if you learn how to open your crown chakra, you now become unified with everything around you. There is no separation. In essence, there is no ego. Slow motion this side. It is the oneness that everything is connected. Okay, so how did I open my Sahasrara, my crown chakra? I started to realize this, that it is connected to the pineal gland, okay, which produces melatonin, which gives us out-of-body experiences, which really connects us to our true spiritual self. It connects us to the spirit realm, okay? And I learned that you really got to be in the clouds, okay? You got to learn how to detach yourself from this material 3D realm. You got to learn how to detach yourself from this material 3D realm. And that means sometimes just going into the mountains, okay? Jumping into the ocean, right? Getting that beautiful salt bath, or even buying pink Himalayan sea salt and having a beautiful salt bath, baby. Okay? And what about 7-Day Vegan Challenge? What foods are associated with the crown chakra? Now, this is where, once again, you're not really in the 3D. You're on another plane, right? Like you just missed your flight. You like that little wrap there, right? You're on another plane like you just missed your flight. Think about it. Look, so water, sunlight, ether. That is the element, okay? Ether. Ether is the realm beyond this dimension. Ether. Nas had a song called Ether, okay? Ether, you are no longer this body. You are like in your Makaba, this spiritual spaceship, like traveling through galaxies, and it's like astro traveling, like lucid dreaming, all kinds of amazing stuff. Baby, we ain't even had breakfast yet, okay? So breatharians exist. These are people who just live off air, okay? So when you are breathing in that good-ass prana, baby, that is the food of the crown chakra. You don't even need to eat anymore. Okay? You're drinking water, though, because it's hot out here, 100 degrees or something, right? And sunlight. Once again, sunlight is activating the pineal gland. We say the children of the sun. Going back to ancient Egypt, you know who you are. That's how to open the crown chakra. Now, what blocks the crown chakra? When you don't want to leave planet Earth. You are so worldly and so materialistic. The crown chakra is all about seeing that materialism has its place, but you're just transcending that because you are all about discovering the truth of everything, that once again, before matter, there was spirit. Let me repeat that. Before matter, there was spirit. Before the seen, there was the unseen. Slow motion this side. And it's instrument. We're talking about bells. Okay, I have a lot of 4-3. I have a lot of 4-3-2 hertz music, and it's a lot of bells, and that is the perfect instrument to really open your crown chakra. And to really balance the crown chakra, I'm listening to a lot of bells every single day. I wake up with bells, like, it's so peaceful right now. But also, once again, meditating. Meditation really will help you open your crown chakra, okay? You block your crown chakra when you're just, like, not meditating, not really reconnecting back to the truth of who you are. You open it when you're just like, I'm so spaced out, dude. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? The crown chakra is integrating all the chakras. Just remind yourself that every single chakra has its place in the human body. And see the chakras in your body as lights, okay? And each light has to be lit, okay? So as one light opens, you go to the next light, it turns on, and then the next one, and then all of a sudden you're like Christmas tree, right? Look, every chakra is important. You got to learn that by opening every chakra, you now can be in that transcendental state. And the crown chakra actually integrates all the chakras together, okay? But you can't open the crown chakra if you don't open the root chakra first, okay? So there you have it. We are out here. Let me say it again. Feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? That's the throat chakra. Let's just breathing in that good ass prana, baby. That's the crown chakra. And always question everything. That's the third eye chakra. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. We're out here in the heart of nature, baby. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You!
everybody. My networks just won't let me be great. It's okay. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning into another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm going to find the song that we're going to come in. But I'm your host, Rue. I'm your host, Rue, guys. And as you guys always know, on Feel Yourself Sunday, feel perfect. Yeah. Feel perfect. Feel divinity, you know. So we're pretty much freestyling today, you know, guys. The title of the premise in the title of this podcast is those who finish last will finish first, you know. I always love this plan, you know. And I'm like, wow, how good would that be? How good would that be, guys, if those who finished last were able to finish first? I'm sorry.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
This is why I have to find the this is why I have to find the 10-minute chakra one. Okay, how to open your seven chakras explained from a cartoon. Now this is from the cartoon Avatar, you guys. I was playing it a minute ago and I had to cut it because of technical issues, but here is in 10 more minutes we'll be back, because if you love that Eternal, I was attempting to break all of that down within 10 minutes, but here is the 10-minute one that Avatar explained it. Here it is.
In your note, you said you could teach me to gain control of the Avatar state. How?
You must gain balance within yourself before you can bring balance to the world. And the first step to gaining balance begins with this. Drink up.
Ugh, it tastes like onion and banana juice.
That's because it is. Yum, yum. In order to master the Avatar state, you must open all the chakras. And tell me everything you know about chakras.
What are chakras?
Oh, I see. I guess we'll start with the basics. The water flows through this creek much like the energy flows through your body. As you see, there are several pools where the water swirls around before flowing on. These pools are like our chakras.
So chakras are pools of spiraling energy in our bodies?
Exactly. If nothing else were around, this creek would flow pure and clear. However, life is messy, and things tend to fall in the creek. And then what happens?
The creek can't flow?
Yes, but if we open the paths between the pools...
the energy flows!
There are seven chakras that go up the body. Each pool of energy has a purpose and can be blocked by a specific kind of emotional muck. Be warned, opening the chakras is an intense experience, and once you begin this process, you cannot stop until all seven are open. Are you ready?
I'll do whatever it takes.
First, we will open the earth chakra, located at the base of the spine. It deals with survival and is blocked by fear. What are you most afraid of? Let your fears become clear to you.
Ah!
vision is not real. You are concerned for your survival, but you must surrender those fears. Let your fears flow down the creek. You have opened your earth chakra. Next is the
water chakra.
Brilliant. Maybe one day you will be a guru too. This chakra deals with pleasure and is blocked by guilt. Now, look at all the guilt which burdens you so. What do you blame yourself for?
I ran away. I hurt all of those people.
Accept the reality that these things happened, but do not let them cloud and poison your energy. If you are to be a positive influence on the world, you need to forgive yourself. Third is the fire chakra, located in the stomach.
My fire chakra would like to eat something other than onion banana juice.
Good one. Moving on. This chakra deals with willpower and is blocked by shame. What are you ashamed of? What are your biggest disappointments in yourself?
I'm never gonna firebend again. I can't.
You will never find balance if you deny this part of your life. You are the Avatar, and therefore, you are a firebender. That chakra opened less like a flowing creek and more like a burping bison.
Tastes like onions and bananas, but strangely something else. Pickles?
The fourth chakra is located in the heart. It deals with love and is blocked by grief. Lay all your grief out in front of you. Felt a great loss. But love is a form of energy and it swirls all around us. The air nomad's love for you has not left this world. It is still inside of your heart and is reborn in the form of new love. Let the pain flow away. Very good.
Can I have some onion banana juice, please?
The fifth in the chain is the sound chakra, located in the throat. It deals with truth and is blocked by lies, the ones we tell ourselves.
Why didn't you tell us you were the Avatar? Because I never wanted to be.
You cannot lie about your own nature. You must accept that you are the Avatar. Very good, Anne. You have opened the chakra of truth. The sixth pool of energy is the light chakra, located in the center of the forehead. It deals with insight and is blocked by illusion. The greatest illusion of this world is the illusion of separation. Things you think are separate and different are actually one and the same.
Like the four nations.
Yes, we are all one people, but we live as if divided.
We're all connected. Everything is connected.
That's right. Even the separation of the four elements is an illusion. If you open your mind, you will see that all the elements are one. Four parts of the same whole. Even metal is just a part of earth that has been purified and refined.
This is the last chakra, isn't it?
Yes. Once you open this chakra, you will be able to go in and out of the avatar state at will. And when you are in the avatar state, you will have complete control and awareness of all your actions.
Let's do this.
The thought chakra is located at the crown of the head. It deals with pure cosmic energy and is blocked by earthly attachment. Meditate on what attaches you to this world. Let all of those attachments go. Let them flow down the river, forgotten.
What? Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Learn to let her go. Or you cannot let the pure cosmic energy flow in from the universe.
Why would I choose cosmic energy over Katara? How could it be a bad thing that I feel an attachment to her? 3 chakras ago, that was a good thing.
You must learn to let go.
I'm sorry, but I can't let go of Katara.
And to master the avatar state, you must open all the chakras. Surrender yourself.
Okay, I'll try.
Now think of your attachments and let them go. Let the pure cosmic energy flow.
My heart is sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days ever hungering and wondering why it's you wrongly. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Oh,
are you pretending? Hello?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just a taking.
I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. Pretending looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear.
My life's a wreck, you're making up.
You know I'm yours, but just the taking,
I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
Shout out to whoever the person who played the role of Amy Winehouse and Lady Gaga alike, right? That was a beautiful song. I think that was her and Tony Bennett. You know, so guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been painting again, guys. I've been painting the entire podcast. It's a beautiful one that I'm doing. I went to a painting event this weekend, and the girl gave me an idea to do an afro, but in doing it, do it like in circle, like a painting in a circular motion. I don't know, it's coming out all right. But yes, guys.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Greetings again. Greetings again. Welcome back to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. As you guys know, I'm your host, Haru. And as you guys always know, I am joined with Eternal L. Bay. And we are the host of Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. We are here every Saturday from 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. Please be sure to check us out every weekend, guys, and also check out the archives for any podcasts that we have done in the past. We have a very enlightening lineup, you know what I'm saying? Enhancing your awareness, guys, with clarity. So that's what the clarity is about, guys. If you guys want to call in, the number to call in is always going to be 929-477-3423. There we go. Please be sure to press 1 if you would like to speak to the host, guys, for you to get clarity. We definitely appreciate our listeners who always are no stranger to ear and who always listens in with us, guys. We thank you. You are definitely appreciated, all of you guys, even the ones who don't get a chance to call in. And who just, you know, listen and support in your very own way. We thank you. We feel you more often. So here is one today, guys. Those who finish last are those who are going to finish first. I don't know. What does that mean for you guys? I know my aunt always said it to me coming up. You know, she said, Keith, and, you know, those who finish last are the ones who are going to always finish first. And for something I knew, she said it from a religious mind state, and it kind of lost me even as a child because I knew religion was bullshit. I don't want to say bullshit now with an enlightened or elevated mind, rather, or a mature mind. Let me say that. I don't want to say bullshit because even though I go, you don't really hear Enhancing Awareness Radio going in on religion. And this is because religion is a springboard, guys. We can learn from everything. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have to use religion as this bad thing you know, this blasphemous thing, we're only angry at first, but we can learn from religion. We can learn from our doings or our teachings or lies or whatever. You know, why not treat all of it as a learning, you know, tool? So anyway, guys, thank you again. So we'll go ahead and bring eternal in, peace and royal rising to you, eternal. And today I am feeling very creative. I'm painting as we speak.
Great.
We may not.
Great day. Great day.
Great day. Now we can hear you. There you go.
How are you feeling?
I am feeling creative today. I am painting as we are talking.
That's purpose.
Yes.
We all have purposes in life. And even for myself, like, those things that were being said, the music, you know, that music you played, it tapped into not only people that I just actually threw that out there to Facebook. Because, you know, it's been times that we, as ourselves, you and I, we've been up here, and I didn't ever notice that we had, like, a bigger platform, and it's downsized to just this. Even then,
yeah,
it looks at it to a point where this is what that cow manure that was put on the ground, and this little beetle just start pushing that cow manure. It won't a lot of it, just a little bit, and it start becoming bigger and bigger. And to where it was carrying on the minerals, the nutrients that was actually on the earth. And in that process, that beetle started off with eggs in that dung, the cow dung. And so it was the point of saying, I'm going to have shelter for my baby, right? And plus, mm-hmm. I'm going to have shelter along with nutrients that's going to come out of this. It was like the first fertilizer industrial system being used from a bug side, you know what I mean? In the Matrix, that's the first thing you hear is about bugs. It's the actual sister that's in there. She's not like a complete sister, but you could tell she got sisterhood mentality. And so she's like one of these things that we look at as far as what we call Ma'at, how to balance things. And so in this, it's called resurrection. If you ain't seen it yet, go ahead and plug it in, because, you know, we've been already saying, oh, I'm tired of being plugged in. Well, you're seeing someone who's plugged in showing how to get unplugged. And then it's like to go in to get unplugged. It's like, how you do that? You know what I mean? It's the avatar. It's the whole point of what the bug is about, how the bug, you know, create for the baby. By the time the baby come out this egg and hatch, it'll have basically something to eat, something to be warm up in, because when the sun hits that dawn, it's going to be hot. It's going to be, you know what I mean? It's going to be like not hot, but really warm, you know, because it's all from the earth, the material of the earth. So if you could think about earth mound and how mounds changed and became pyramids, and how pyramids became like lodges, and lodges became like what we're in now called houses. A lot of us got different houses that we came in and out of when we first came into existence. And when it comes down to information, that's one thing. But when it comes down to your culture, you see the difference between the information and the culture. And once you start to get more of an interest towards your culture, you look at your information culturally too. So now is almost everything basically a derivative of your culture, because that's where the info came from. We all have a story about ourselves. You know, we all that little piece of shit that was pushed out. And we didn't realize it till later on. And then you realize, dang, you was calling me a piece of shit this whole time? You know, and then you're like, well, damn, I guess I am a piece of shit. And then you start to really take that and unfold that to yourself. And you start to realize, well, wait a minute. No, I'm not. I'm what the material of shit is. It's called stored high in top. So when they said these words, they were acronyms, you know. And so we took on the I'm the piece of shit to now acting like a piece of shit. When you actually you're stored on a high top, in a high top placement. like how we say, I raised my children, but you didn't raise, you shouldn't raise your children. You should rear your children. If you know how to rear your children, you give them a point of being able to critical think their way through versus tie their shoe, wipe their nose. You know, I know all of those things are principles that we have to say, well, I want my child not to look sloppy and, you know, the embarrassment of it. And I get that too, because, you know, we all have that point where we might be embarrassed by who, you know, is next to us or, you know, who's growing up with us and, you know, who's your family? This your family. You know, that's your family. You know what I mean? Like, you could be by yourself. You the family of the Joneses. As soon as they see you, they be like, oh, here come that Jones child. And now they already got a stifler on them. And so these are what we call having a coat of arms about you. And because we don't utilize not even our last name as an occupation, because you might find out your last name might have been an occupation. And then in that occupation, what was it? Were they speaking in nobility of your last name? See, when you or us are looking at our name, we might think that as the pet. And so now it is the depending on how the pet being petted on the head, would he get paid? And now how do you serve the master, if you were to call it that, so you can get paid in the Wizard of Oz? It becomes a zoo after a while. And you live in the projects projecting these same energy. And then you want to be in the park, but yet the park isn't a place where you play in the playground. It's a park being a ghetto. So this is the idea of how much in our mind do we create even our own matrix that we start seeing ourselves putting ourselves in a trap. You like being in a trap. You like being apart from everything else. That so much that your confinement is being in one house when you got so many other rooms in your houses to go through. Jesus sat in with 12 disciples, not 11, 12. So there's 12 disciples, meaning there's 12 as the month of our whole calendar of your 13 actually being moons, to where you could look at your full moon of yourself. Yet if you don't, then this is why you throw out what comes out the butt. And now you butt into it. Point where if you're 10 years of age, starting off from the beginning, where they say 10, like a new year, you just happen to be at the age of 10, just growing into the world, and now you finally see the other side of the world for the next 10 years, and the next 10 years, and the next, by the time you get to into 40, you done hit four sides of yourself. The average person, if we were to really talk to all the people when it comes down to religion and all of that, you'll find out the average people don't even supposed to say anything till they get to the age of 40 out in the public. Did you know that? It's a parallel world. And that's why we see parallel happening. Because usually by the age of 40, you don't hit four corners of yourself. You don't finally found out how it is to feel like fire. Now how to feel like earth. Now how to feel like air. Now how to feel like rain. You've been stored in this high top of yourself that finally when you get to your high tops, like the brother said about sneakers and Converse, that you've been conversing and you've been a conversation and you're doing all these things, yet is it a part of building yourself to be a higher self? Or do you sit with the stuff that's at its lowest self and use that the whole entire time? This is where the resources and the sorcerer comes from. Each time of 10, are you going into another intent side of yourself, or are you more in tune side of yourself? When they created the idea of how 10 is so fancy, you can look at it in almost every word and see how intense it could be when you use ENT or using it in different vibrations to put intentional by changing the E to an I. These words are still there for you to recognize it, because they were symbols before they were even words. That's why it becomes so upsetting to hear other people and how we talk amongst each other, and then we figure out why that person talking this person down. We're not talking people down. is a certain time where you came into the world and your experience as an X in the experience become a 10. And so now, how much into this 10 have you been doing the going around in the same X marks the spot, there you are, of this same, what I was just saying earlier about your last name, might be you speaking this same energy and you haven't released anything. That's why chakras are important. That's why using the breath is important. That's why being able to go past 10 seconds and maybe go to 12 seconds, maybe even for each zodiac sign, what could be helpful for your body. Yet it might be that we don't do any of those things because we don't talk about the zodiac. We don't talk about the first sign in itself so you can learn the rest of your sign. Some of us learned shapes when we were growing up, even though the shapes and the signs are relating. Some of us learned colors when we started growing up. Yet the colors relate to the shapes and relate to the signs, which are basically symbols or sigils. So we do have to, you know, be aware of these things that's around us so that we can now start to not have our chakras, what we call it, body parts, being blocked. Can we get up in the morning, or they call morning, an early day, and not call it morning? The wordplay, the grammar, is basically the craftology and how the terminology becomes a functionology to our body. So if we're not creating heaters amongst ourselves, we have to become a heater in the body, oil your body up, you know. Even with the art actually shows you how to now become more graphical in what you're speaking by being creative by decorative colors. And you put them in some type of arrangement on a platform we call a canvas. But the platform still represents form as a form. When you use form, form is no longer deformed. Yet from the form, you see deformed if it was someone else that don't see the value in that form. So that's why most people will call it a cow dung shit instead of cow dung. They don't see that. That same thing that they pick up and they value is the same thing that they use for what we call agricultural money, because that same thing that was traded ended up being the first thing that we considered as money. But if we have not did any study and we already dissing the first being that probably did the study, we're dissing everything else that we are now to be in the present. That's why we can't just shame history. We got to look at it in a strategic, more vivid way, more revised way, versus look at it from what it looks like, from how you're looking at it, from when you see it, from wherever that's at, because you might see it differently. A person that's good is not always a good person, because first of all, why is he a person? That changes the whole vocabulary of what they were. Someone might have gave them this glorification so they could be a person. See, when I say person, I can say personnel, personal authority. This is why people can be put into a box easier. You have to have the knowledge to apply for yourself that you can say, you know what, is this truth? Am I connected to it? If I'm not connected to it, this must be just information for me. But if it's the truth, it's connected to my culture, and this is why it's important for me to listen. The brother said, you have to be a great listener in order for you to, you know, get the full grasp of what a conversation is about. So that means if I question you about what I just said, will you still remember any of it? If not, I guess the conversation isn't for you. It was just information, not for your collective. Yet the collective always got all of this information waiting for those that got ears and eyes to see what, boom. They got the feelings for it, boom. Now, of course, some people say it's what you say and how you say. Yet at the same time, it's how you feel about what you say and how you say. Because there are senses being applied to this. The only problem is all of our holes, as we spoke on it before, are open. See, now, if I did 7 times 6, that's 42. That still represents at least 6 of your chakras being open. So by the age of you being at 42, basically your chakras are open. Now, how would you know it? Well, you got to realize they're not blocked. And if you don't, Well, you'll find out how sick you get through the body, because as brother said, it goes to your your endocrine gland, and because that gland is one of the strongest parts to before you start to get to your immune, do you lose your systems and your failure starts to kick in. This is why we walk around feeling dysfunctional. It's called a dis-ease. And until you grasp the green that you're walking on and not eating enough of, it's like you walking on something that you have no attraction to when you should be attracted to it. This is how the atmosphere, the brother said, the Moors brought in. I didn't hear it up here, but I heard it like last night. I like to do research too. And when I'm on my downtime, I'd be like, look, let me look for something that I ain't think about yet. And boom, there it was. So talking about flowers being shifted with other flowers to make cool air. So they made cool air. So this was the actual natural AC unit before AC unit was ever thought of. This is why we have to actually do some more scientific looking into our spirituality. You can't say that you're comfortable. If you are, you're lazy. We are all lazy people then, if we're comfortable. Nothing in this world should have us that comfortable that where you just don't want to, you know, research for yourself. If not, you can be researching for your children. You got children that's coming into this existence as well, aren't they? So that means you have to have something for them that they ain't never seen before. And I'm not saying that you must have that. You should have that. Yet, if you that type of person that knows like I know, you must have that. So that way, they'll have something. They'll be like, all right, I'm all right. All right, all I got to do is keep doing what I need to do. Like brother said, I'm going to keep painting. If you keep painting, guess what's going to happen? Somebody going to run into that painting and be like, yo, let me buy that. Or, yo, can I put you on a stage and have you do this? Or can you do this for people? You know what I mean? Because one thing is this. I know everybody wants to be an individual. I love it. I don't mind it either. However, once you start learning your individuality, your next stage is to come on out of that, because that's again, living comfortable. You have to actually show some people how to do the very thing you just already now know. Now, I get it. I get it. You don't want to teach them. I get that, because it happens to me too. I'm still in the same boat, so don't act like I'm still present of it too. So when you pass it on, some people, they don't appreciate it. All that stuff happens. You don't know what is going to happen. However, when you see somebody who got the heart like you do, pass that on, because you got it the same way, didn't you? If not, you probably got it better than that. You didn't even notice that. So now, how ungrateful are when we see that little bug pushing that dung all around? And you're like, oh, look at that bug pushing some shit. Your mentality, the value. You might not care about the struggle of another person, but that person cares about their own struggle. So they not only struggle, they will strive. They will get better at what they're doing, because they say, if you give yourself 1,000 hours, give yourself 1,000 hours, I don't care, whatever that art thing you think you got, if it was a way of speaking to yourself, if you gave yourself 1,000 hours, if you just keep working on it, keep working on it, keep working on it. I don't care if you went into the bathroom, jumped in the shower and just start singing. If you keep working on it, keep working on it. By 1,000 hours, I guarantee you, bro, anybody, that's how it works. That's how it works, bro. I mean, there's nothing else to be said after that, because it's like I can give you my passion, but that does not mean it's compassion. Now, I can give you compassion. Don't mean that you're taking it for what it being as compassion. You might think I'm just being passionate, you know. Enough to just like, I want to be the popular one on the mic so I can talk like this the whole time. No, this is not for me. When I get up here, this is not for me. I'm not sitting up here on the stage for myself. I'm doing it so we can get this awareness that we speak of so much, so we can be present. You're a present. I'm a present. Everybody around you, when you walk to them, start saying that. Are you a present? Are you present? Be present. You are present. Be breathe. I know it sounds like a commandment. This is something you would say to yourself, though. You know? Something that you would say to yourself, and it's not violating how you feel about what's going on with yourself. That's what you should be speaking on the most. That's the super saying yourself. When we say mudras, we speak of the mantras. And so the mantras that we can speak of, like the brother said, he said, I am beautiful, I am singer, just start speaking to yourself, your existence. So that way, when you know that this is working, it already started, because you just didn't realize it had to have a kick. You had to turn it on. You had to put the key in. You had to turn it. You can't just put the key in and say, all right, go. No, you got to turn that key. You the chi, you the breath. Anytime you use your breath, it should align everything with you, not just your head moving and your torso just staying and your foot don't want to move. You got to actually have the whole function and working for you. So that's your mental, your physical, and your spiritual, just like for the children. Children can't be running around, somebody can smack you, hit you, and all of that when their body ain't physically ready for nothing. Put them in a challenge mode. Oh, you want a challenge? Cool, let's put you in a challenge mode. First, let me show you how you got to respect me. Now, I'm not saying you got to, like, force it or nothing. They're having to do some push-ups. You do some push-ups with them. I ain't saying, you know what I mean, you forcing it on them. It's not communism. We don't want to express communism. Yet, we do want to express isolation and how that comes back into the environment. Because if you can't express that, they're going to do the same thing out there into the environment and do the same thing. Like, if you can get them to curb their habit, not help enforce them to have the habit, there's a difference. I've been around a lot of teachers, and they do that a lot. And you got to realize, when people are educating other people, it becomes like right now. You might think, I'm telling you, I'm forcing you to learn this. I'm not actually forcing you. You still have a choice. If I was forcing this on you, I would say, y'all better listen, and there would be all this other stuff along with it that make you be like, oh, shoot, this brother's serious. Like, I'd be like, put that phone down and just put it on a table or something and listen to us. You know, those things are along with it. Now, of course, we can say these are stages towards that buildup. Yet, you got to realize when people are saying, you should, can you, would you like, those are suggestive conversations, not commandments. There's difference. That's why this Moses came down and he got these commandments in his hands. This created the duality that we all still facing right now with the Abraham, honest Abe, and the lion Abe. Abe still was a liar just as much as he was honest. But it's why that Cain and Abel is the defeat in our mind already before we get started. You fighting yourself first shall be last. You are fighting yourself. So when you got up there first, say, oh, I want to be first. I'm going to get in front of everybody. Excuse me. By the way, I'm more important than everybody. Then you get up there and you realize, oh, I ain't got the credentials. What do you mean? I should be on your list. I should be VIP. We say, let's see how many people you actually cut in line to get up here. And have you ever gave a cake to anybody? To anybody? Yeah, you might say it's your birthday, but have you ever just made a cake even on your birthday and just cut it up and gave it to the world instead of you keeping it? See, the thing is, we are greedy people. I can say that. Because I see it. I'm seeing the greed in us. Now, I'm not going to say that we all going to have to continually be in this. We don't have to. We still have choices. Yeah, we don't have to be greedy. We don't have to say, I need all this cake. Matter of fact, why don't you just make a cake, right, officially for everybody, and then one for yourself? You can do that, can't you? Sometimes I even do that when I'm making pieces. I'll be like, dang, this piece looks so hot, I want it. But then I'll be like, let me make one for myself, because the intent was really for the other being. That's how I noticed that we're greedy people. When you're not doing any kind of form of doing something for somebody else with that intent, like Precious, she actually stepped out and did some work for me, and we're soon to have her online, which helps us learn how even in, you know, because we'll say, this is my life partner. What is it that you're doing as a life partner that will help you? You know what I mean? And if not, then these are issues that will also be a part of that. Just like how we were talking about how the sex will be now another issue because the finance is not there. So now sex and finance and love to romance, how is that romance? Romance is what you love. So if you don't love doing anything, you'll find out that romance is a fake word in the first place. There's the X again being Rome. That's a Roman numeral X for romance. So this is why February, it'll be a time in the coldest time. Now, why would we do that? The coldest time, we're going to say, oh, I love you, oh, I love you. No, no, no. The coldest time is where you're like, man, we need to huddle up and get this focus on. Use our ancestors' energy, not do these worldly other stuff that we've been caught into. Because let's be honest, our family has shifted so far away from when they were individuals, they don't even know how to be individuals. Like, I don't see my mom just being herself. I don't see my dad just being himself. They got to find out where each other is when they're away from each other. That, to me, feels like, well, why you got the phone? And why did we have ESP before that? And why we have telekinetic and telepathic and why all of that? Oh, that's right. That's right. We got religion in the way. And then we got science that got put back in there. And now religion and science mixed together. So now a lot of people say, oh, you use the magic. Well, you use this phone, you're using magic. How about that? This is the samajik that you're using right now. So when you're tapping on the phone, you're doing magic. Like, I've noticed even for the extremely low frequencies, I'm holding this phone too long. So I got to put the phone down, bro. That's weird. And it's not only weird, it's some reality to this weirdness. Everything we think ain't weird, it ain't as weird as you think. Because for real, I know most of y'all feel it too when you're holding the phone too long in one hand. You notice that the other hand don't even have that feeling because you hold it in that other hand the most. That's that EMF coming off of it, extremely modified frequencies, or ELF, extremely low frequencies. EMF, extremely modified frequencies you can use is a actual is copper, like brother was saying about using all your stones. You can find copper, shungite, there's dioids. You can put it on the back of your phone. Now, of course, we got to get some more, but we kind of sold out once I started talking about it in the store. These are the things you could put with this phone, so this radiation that you keep speaking on, because for real, you're radiant people. You're radiant. Hydrogen is the spinoff of all the elements, and it's created more elements. So it's over 99, and then you have man-made that created more, over 100, and some change. So when we look at how much of the spinoff is the spinoff, that's why we got to see, just like the chip, are you valuing the radium that you're putting on yourself? You know, because when it becomes radiant or radiation, it's a gathering of this. And so now how much raw do you get? Is it the good raw or the bad raw? Now you got error. You're an error of a lot of energy. So now is it error to your energy, a long time in your energy of error? Create open vessels will be helpful. Like grab some plants. If you're near a computer too much, grab a plant, put it near that. But the radiation, because if you think about it, plants been here longer than us. And if you know that the plant's been here longer, then it's time to utilize it. Not use it, utilize it. It's the difference. You add water to that plant, you kiss the plant, you hug the plant, you might cut and trim down the plant a little bit. You know, put some energy towards it too, because it's called synergy. Not just energy, it's synergy. That's the difference. We can't just be feeling like, everywhere we go, we suck it up. We can suck up energy. You're not here for that. You're there. You're here to find out how do you put your culture into everything, and it's not a destructive way, because the culture already been there. It's just been liquid down or watered down in a way that some of us are not seeing the atmosphere versus just, oh, this is oxygen. Oxygen. You're using the ox, a bull, for your gin, the actual genie energy. When we say gin, like jeans, how much do you wear on your pants that your root chakra is off the line? See, if your chakras are meant to have black, red, and all that, maybe do a magenta, put that down there on your pants. Don't put those colors down there when those colors are supposed to be up top. That doesn't make any sense. But we've gotten into this era of everybody else. That's why it makes no sense to how we think primary is blue, red, and yellow. We already know those are not primary in itself, because first of all the colors are mixed through black. You can't mix just only three primary colors and they be primary and here's secondary, here's, you know what I mean? we're putting this first and last complex in our mind. So when they said first, second, third, fourth, they put a TH on the fourth. Now, why do they do that? They didn't put it on the first. They definitely didn't put it on the second. But the second got an ND to it. And then the third, and then fourth. You know what I mean? So when you think first, you think, okay, from first to fourth, from an ST to a TH. This is trick knowledge. This is how you catch on to trick knowledge. When people are using the same kind of like math you're using, yet they got a little bit different on it, you got to at least question it so you can figure out, well, how is it different and how are they the same? And now I can keep moving. This is where function knowledge comes from. Because you could use a word all day and say, that's nice. That's a nice hat you got on. That's nice. Now, when you say it, that's a nice try, you can see a sarcasm in it because it means foolish. That word nice is not what we think. And then it's Nicaea, Nika. It's what we get nice from, Nakia, Nike. So when you're using this word, you're a part of basically a religion. Uno. You've been playing Uno cards? You got how many cards that go? Draw four? You got to draw four, don't you? You got to draw four elements. That's called fear, right? Wouldn't know that. However, because we're playing the game, we're thinking, is everything all right? But you in a piece of crap. You in a piece of crap that was created by someone else that don't even like you. Find out. If you don't believe in me, you don't have to, because I'm not here to give you belief in the first place. Go and do some research. Don't use your emotions and say, oh, I don't know, what is, bro, he's talking foolish. No, look up the word uno. I had to do my own research and look at it. I'm like, ain't this kind of, man, oh, somebody over here, man, I'm mad now. I'm over here playing a game that somebody chose to have me play a game for, and we've been playing this since we were young. So we're pushed in something that's not our culture. And why did I bring that up? Uno is a Spanish terminology. Uno means one, right? Well, why is uno not this meaning when you grab this game and you play it? And why is it not Spanish or Mexican people or somebody from the culture of our Spanish side? Why is that not illustrated through this game? Yet it's attractive because of the name. That's why it's that name is like a pet to you. And until you find out the luxury behind everything, you've been sitting in laziness. And now everybody's, I guess, supposed to be lazy just like you. Me, myself personally, I refuse to be lazy. Now, I might be lazy in my paperwork or lazy in some other way. I refuse to be lazy, period. Like, I'm going to just lay down and then just get up and just lay down and just, no, that don't work for me. I feel like something needs to be pushed effortlessly. So whatever it is, me talking to you, you communicating to us, we finally get this door that we talking about that we want open, this key that we want to push in the door so we can unlock it, all of these things. Not, oh, the clouds keep looking like this. Oh, it's cold. Oh, it's hot. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. That's not going to help me. I know that's not going to help you. That's just going to be like, why did you just put that blocker in front of me? And I'm like, I don't know. I just, this is how I talk. Look, do me a favor. Hold that on your own. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to start creating things. All right, have we started creating things? If we haven't, then please, please don't come to me with, you ain't got started, because that's just going to get me mad and wondering, what are you doing with your life? You got fingers. All your fingers work. Every phalange is working on you. You got toes. You got toes. Your toes are wiggling. You can put your foot in a shoe. You can do stuff. So that means to me, in our mind, are we really waiting on somebody when it's you the whole time we're waiting on? And there's no effort for you to get up and do anything. Why are you seeing people throwing trash in a trash bag and the trash is getting full? You're just going to look at it getting fuller and you're going to let the trash overflow even and then complain about, I don't know, why anybody take the trash out? Why didn't you take the trash out? That's how much we could be complaining about something. We could see it, but do nothing, absolutely nothing to fix the situation before it gets worse. We don't have to sit and wait till it gets worse. We can do something about it, and we don't have to feel bad that it's actually happened. You can do stuff to actually create while it's happening, so it won't be that you got to see destruction the whole time. Create. You're a creator. You're not a creature. This is what in religion shown a lot of us. That's why we feel destruction now, and we feel like, man, I'm so destructive. I want to do some stuff. Even destroying, I'm telling you the truth. Even destroying can still be creative. They actually took some pain. They took some paint and was tossing it, just tossing it furiously. You know, and they say, if you're emotional, come on, we're going to take a whole group of y'all. And they put a big sheet. It was outside, of course. There ain't going to be anything. But they put a big sheet all the way around. And they said, just let it out. Let your emotions out. So they took paint brush and just was throwing it. And it was like, tang, 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 throwing it all over the place. They said, even if you don't want to do that, you can take tennis balls, right? And stick that in the paint and just throw it at it. You know what I mean? And now you're just getting your anger out. If you have punching gloves, that's what they did too. They put the paint on the punching glove and they punched it. They just kept punching. Yes, yes.
No, they just kept punching. No, finish your statement, but I just want to let you know I got to finish what you said. I just want to let you know I got a question in today. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it was the point of saying that all this is to release the energy that's within you that's been blocked that we call chakras. Because when we call it chakra, it's also Shakti. That's the feminine form to where the masculine is, the drama, the pain, the suffering. You don't have to sit with all that suffering. Let it out. Now, of course, while you're letting it out, you have to ever have breath control. That's why it's important. While you're over here punching on that paper, don't destroy the paper because you want to get it out so bad. Don't destroy what your intent is. Just get the intent out, not the destruction out. Because when you're back into destruction again, that's where it becomes still you negative. That's like killing somebody and versus murdering somebody. You killed them because it was in self-defense. But if you went from killing to now you're going to stab him a couple more times because of what he did, now that's murder. So you got to be like, okay, I did my part. And if a person punched you in the face and they hit you one time and you got that punch in, the person fell down, but you was like, let me give him a couple more. That's going to be on your head. All right. I done said enough. We're going to say.
All right. Excuse me. So I wanted to ask you, as far as the what I had entitled the particular podcast, those who finish last now must finish first. I think it relates a lot to the podcast that we did, Time's Up. You know what I mean? I think that if you guys are listening, go back and listen to that podcast. It was a wonderful podcast, you guys. Time's Up, you know. But Eternal, what does it mean, in short, right, just like a direct statement about what does that statement mean for you as it relates to the, I don't know, was it a biblical cliche, but you know how they used to tell us, you know, growing up, but I think it was in the Bible or something, but how does it relate to the biblical cliche, you know, that we hear and to what's divine?
Okay, so they were talking about the son of synagogue, and it was saying those that thought that they were supposed to be the first one in place when in actuality they were not. They were the last in place. This is like the same conversation for the our beginnings, the bright skin or the very albino complexion of our people that felt like they came first into the generation and started this craziness when it was from the brightest to this darkest. And now we're seeing how the darkest has been basically illustrated constantly, where we're either devil or we're somebody, the bag test, certain jobs you're able to get, you know, all of these, if you're highly qualified in your art, you know, or whether you were a good famous actor, model, there was a perception that was put. And so that's the Willie Lynch chip was the same thing. First shall be last, but now the last shall be first. We're finally seeing why did those things pop in our face, like as if they were the son of synagogue, which they are not. They basically saying, I'm the noblest one. I'm the purest one. But then they're realizing, wait a minute, something's weird about you. Ah, well, let's just keep on going. And, you know, usually when you hear about those little prince stories or whatever, where the prince switched up to be the other prince and it was the lowest one, really, and now you're finally seeing their mentality is behind it, them being not who they are. Because there's surrogates and they're avatars. And I'm glad you put that on, too, because that shows you the story belongs to you. Because it's your story. It's not their story. It's their his story. It's your actual heritage. It's their story. That's why it becomes a head to the tails. You put it on a quarter for a reason. So now how you flip it is on you. Take the red pill or the blue pill.
Okay.
Was that short enough? That was short enough?
Yeah. Appreciate that. Yes. Appreciate that. All right. I know I used to hear my aunt say it a lot. Okay. I'm sorry. I just got to my dad.
Well, your aunt, you know, your aunt was probably in the, and remember when we were looking at interpretation and meaning, she got that meaning. However, the interpretation, she probably thought, oh, these are Tomahoos. These are the Caucasoid people they're talking about. So back then, it was just like how the movies were put in front of us with black and white. And then black and white with a little bit of pastel colors, calling it color. But then they finally give you the full color spectrum. And now, woo, you're blown away by the television. However, all that was a form of magic. All that was a form of grimoire and glamour. So when that was put in front of her, it was given to her in a Masonic way. It was only for her to figure out later on in time, not to figure it out right then. But this is why the mass know about all the Masonic secrets. Because why? Why do they know about all the Masonic secrets? Do you know?
Say that last part one more time. You said from a Masonic aspect, and what did you say after that?
And I said, why do everybody know about the Masonic secrets? Everybody have, I mean, not everybody all together, but everybody when you put them all together. Why does everybody know about it?
I don't know. Go ahead. That's a good question.
Because it's not a secret in the first place. It wasn't a secret. Some of us made it so that it seemed like it's a secret, but this is what we call sacred. There's a difference. But if I could keep people in their first root chakra, they'll never get to their third chakra. So first and second chakra, where they talk about, like what I put out there, I said a way to a man's heart through what? Some people said food. Some people said sex. There it is, the first chakra and the second chakra. So
you
by
know,
the time we get to the third chakra, you got to have
I
a heart when you get to the fourth chakra.
I said sex jokingly,
huh?
You tunnel, but I said sex
not you.
No.
It's cool.
I want to make a point. I want to make a point, though.
All right, go ahead.
I said sex jokingly, but, you know, so Eternal asked the question, guys, what's the way to a man's heart? And I said sex, but I said that jokingly because sex is what's used a lot to land a man or try to keep a man. You know what I'm saying? Sex may get you the man, but will sex keep him?
Keep.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Will it keep him? And most oftentimes, it does not. Why is that, Eternal?
It does not. Well, because what's the third chakra talking about? The third chakra talks about courage. So if it's not a strong sex thing feeling in the first place, it was already could be on a weak standard of, well, the sex is good. However, the trust ain't there. So now it could be like, I love the sex, but now do you even really love me? You just love my sex. Like, you ever had somebody climax on you and then they decide not to mess with you anymore after the climax? That'd be like, whoa, wait, what just happened? Wait a minute, what's going on? Like, did you turn it off? It just came out in the middle of the street. Yeah, and you done it, right. So we know that there's a certain level that we get to. Once we get at the sexual part and be like, okay, well, that's it. I don't need no more. I'm good. I'm Gucci. You know, and whatever we use for the confirmation of, okay, I don't need no more. So it's to a level, though, that where was that tantra building? Was it just pure sex? It wasn't sensual. You know what I mean? And so there has to be, like, if you really look at it, in our comedic time, sex was the lowest part of intimacy. Now sex is the first thing about intimacy. Like if I touched you and I rubbed you and all, that part would be the part leading towards that the lowest, because the sex part, that's the last, that's like the last part. However, most people skip all the other stuff and go right to just I'm intimate into that one body part and now we good. You're like, dang, that's like rape. You basically rape the body. And so people got into that using the rape as this is sex. And now they don't know any better because they don't know any experience with other people. They probably, that was the first time they ever did. Now here's the second one. Here's the third one. You know how many people have children and don't climax? Don't climax at all, but had children. I'm like, how many kids? Four children, five children, never climax? Dang. How'd that happen?
I heard that. Yeah, that's. I wonder why is that, though. I never got down to the root on why they don't or never have.
Well, they were still at a point in their time of the blood circulating moment where the eggs are fertilized at its best. Does not mean that she has to climax to get that, get the egg to drop. The egg's going to drop. That's what they do. That's what the cycle of the blood cycle is cycling. This is why it's important for man to know about woman having 13 moon cycles. All that stuff is really important because when you in there, at what time are you in there messing with the eggs? At what time you don't have to deal with the eggs? None at all, you know? And I'll be using wild yams instead of having, you know, because that was our birth control pill, not this powdered made-up stuff by a chemical that's messing her up, or every 13 moon cycle she's off the blicker because she don't know which cycle she's supposed to be in and she missed her cycle. That right there is the destruction, like how before Christ BC ended up being a birth control pill. That's why there's a lot of that. The sheath, you heard about sheaths, right? S-H-E-A-T-H. A sheath was the actual intestine inside the animal that they took off, put it on them so they wouldn't catch any disease from the woman, but yet giving her a disease because they put that on her on them. So it's a lot of where we just went vulgar into the womb and start rape right from the beginning to where we have children from the alpaginis, from the albino energy, that we created that type of mentality for our child. And now that was created before she even had a child with you. So we created her wanting to run away from us in all different nationalities. So she wanted to be with the Filipino. She wanted to be with the Mexicano. She wanted to be with everybody that's not even us. But the Mexicano ended up being a Toltec or Aztec that comes right back to who we are, the Nagus, the Moors, the deepest of it. They just took it and saw the ethnics that they were doing in the present that said, oh, they got better credit. They got all these other things. I see this superficial stuff, and that's what makes me comfortable. That's what had me see my third chakra and my fourth chakra that's sitting outside of me and my attraction for it. But when they finally get involved and they see how they might beat their woman up because this is how they treat women, they in a root chakra, never learning those first root chakras will cause them to beat women up. That's a dysfunction in the root chakra. Again, having too much sex is in the root chakra. It's blocked. So there's a lot of, how do we get the first and the second to work before we start going in the third and the fourth? Wanna, ooh, let's get married stage. And then realize, I don't even like you stage. And now I'm married. Damn it, what was I doing? You're learning your body's position. As it changes, so does the sun, and so do your reasons. So this season, you might say, oh, man, we are beautiful together. And then that second season, you'd be like, man, I can't stand how you do certain things. But you're really learning the person. You didn't learn the person in that first 3 months. That's impossible. But you love that person. So you would do so much to what? Commit yourself to them. However, even in committing, you'd be like, man, you said this, or you said that, or you said this. And now all that love that you had in the beginning, And by the time you get to the fourth month, be like, I don't know. Should I be giving her this? Because yeah. Now I feel like stipulation. And then she's like, well, I don't know about you. And now, is you cheating? Because you ain't giving me what you get, but you used to give me. You cheating. You got to be cheating. That's the next thing. I don't trust you. Like, wow. What was you doing in the beginning? Not trusting me? So you'll find out when a person gets a car, right? And they got their car, this is their first time getting the car. They talk about getting the car all this time. They finally get the car. They jumped in the car, they rode the car. They said, man, this is top of the line. I got this, the horn sounds like this. My locks go like that. My windows go up and down. Then you see the other car, like, dang, that car looks exactly like mine. I got everything I got. I don't feel so good now. Okay, now you want to park your car in the parking lot? You want to actually take that car back to the parking lot. The spot that you got it from, because you're thinking lesser and lesser of the value of that car. Then somebody violates your car, gets in your car, gets out of your car, but you don't know how they got in and out of your car. So now the value of that car is lesser because now you can't trust the car, yet is it the value of self? All these things become a part of us. When we're a mind and when we're a brain, the brain is inside in one location. The mind is all over the place. So if we start to think that way, when our car is being violated, you are violating yourself too, and you just don't see it. This is why we're having a duality in a lot of things. The chakras being blocked. You know what I mean? Open up the other side to yourself so that you can release that negative holding you in to that energy. Because you can find out a collective friend that you keep bringing around probably ain't that friend that you should be having, and that's the one that's going in your car, but yet you want to, you know, get some sex from them, I guess. I don't know. It could be anything that makes your chakras block that you're not recognizing, that the body's still talking to you. So it'd be like, oh, you don't want to listen? Okay. Then they do something outside of you so you can still listen, but you're still not listening. So now, I'm going to make you sick. And then when the sickness kick in, you start to see people change around you and be like, was this person actually helping me heal me? Or they still want something from me while I'm still sick? How unthoughtful this person. And now your chakras are starting to open up. It might take a minute. The ma'ats are to make a ma'ati out of you. The balance to bring you into what was off balance to make you now balanced. That's ma'ati. So you know it in mathematics. They call it arithmetic for a reason, arithmetic. They put a right into a lot of your lefts. But when you leave something, that's love. Now, if you can't leave nothing, you are not a lover. You're a taker. And you've been taking all your life, and this is what you do with other people. You take from them. Shows you when you walk in a room, it should be better since you walked in when you walk out. That's my eye. Learning how to be a part of the culture, not take away from it. But if you're a part of the culture, you're doing a part. Nothing with the intent is going to go wrong your way, because that wrong ended up being a left your way, not a right. Because when you had it right, you think good. Yeah, do you have to wait? I mean, do you have to actually call on the ancestors when you're in time of need only? Like I had a friend say, I had my client. She was like, you know, I don't have friends that I could just call and just talk to. I have people who call me. And I said, oh, they call you. And what do they call you for? Only when they need something. Ah, dang. Well, then they really not your friends. Or they could be advisable that might be checking up on you. You know what I mean? And these are the ones we don't recognize between the red lights and the blue lights. Now, of course, we might have to go up and down on our phone to figure this out, who we need to call, who we need to talk to. That's what makes you more open to your mind and let people say, okay, it was on my mind. I let you know it was on my mind. Boom. And let it out. Let it release. All of those are important because you put this on this phone, this PH1. So you've been connected to the one as being last and first. You just got to know how you connected to them first, not just last. Don't have them last on your plate. They last on the plate. They're going to be the last one to eat. They're going to be ungrateful. Now, of course, if they got something to eat, they could still be grateful. And that's what I look for the most. If you didn't care about how first or how last you had to be, as long as you had a plate and you great, then we good. if that is the complaint, let's go find some more food. I didn't know you was coming in the room. Part of this reality. You, me, everybody. So we all got to be accountable. Your friends got to have you accountable. And if they're not having you accountable, then that's your friends.
That part. All right, guys. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you guys for joining us every weekend at Hanson Awareness Radio. Please be sure to join us next weekend, same time. But, yeah, guys, just know that, you know, everything that once was, what does that mean for me as far as those who can say, you know, the good heart, you know, the good people who feel like that we've been suppressed because, you know, we live in a world of domination. You know what I'm saying? I feel that now is our time to shine. Now we're able to stand in the light. Now we're able to be creative, you know, like Eternal was explaining. Now we're able to be ourselves, you guys, out loud. So that's what it means for me. So thank you guys for listening. We definitely appreciate you guys. Please join us again next weekend, same time. We love you. And Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
It is your time. As we should know it, is what we call emit. Emit is your time. So once you're able to emit, become emissions to yourself, eminiscent to yourself, ominiscent, and then make that omnipresent, omnipotent. Seeing that your past can help you in the present is your benefit. Not using it to say that this was going to keep you stuck in the past. Present, you're a gift. So long as you can give, you can do this forever. Now, if you think you're limited for your gifts, then that's not a gift. That's a curse. You want to actually come back into that life that you speak on that keeps you in your truth. If you don't see the value in it, turn up your value so you can be heard. Asheo.
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time. But in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies. And find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. Sometimes we need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change. I know flowers. Yeah, sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow. We cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah. Sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls. Inhale. Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Affirm yourself. I feel love within me. I feel love all around me. Every day, I am becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to myself. I appreciate my love. I value my life. I accept myself for who I am. I am divine love and radiant light. I vibrate pure love. I vibrate radiant light. My thoughts and desires are in harmony with universal love. I love myself unconditionally. There is nothing that I lack. I am beautiful inside and out. I am attractive. I am abundant. I am rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. I am self-nurturing. I am self-caring. I am self-loving. The better I take care of myself, the more help I can offer to others. My love includes all. My love embraces all. I open my heart and release grief. I open my heart and release resentment. I open my heart and release judgment. I open my heart and release jealousy. I believe in forgiveness. I practice forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive all. I refuse to live my life with a heavy heart. I have love for all. I forgive all. I enjoy time alone. I enjoy time with others. I live a life of balance and freedom. My life is in harmony with all life. I am free from fear. I am free in love. Love is my language. Love is my breath. Love is my life. I love myself. I love my breath. I love my life. I am love eternal. I am love divine. I am love here. I am love now. I am love. Inhale. Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Love is within you. Love is around you. Every day, dedicate yourself to becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to yourself. Appreciate life. Value life. Accept yourself for who you are. You are divine love and radiant light. Vibrate pure love. Vibrate radiant light. Align your thoughts and desires with the harmony of universal love. Love yourself unconditionally. There is nothing that you lack. You are beautiful inside and out. You are attractive. You are abundant. You are rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. Nurture yourself. Care for yourself. Love yourself. The more you take care of yourself, the more help you can offer others. Include all in your love. Embrace all in your love. Open your heart and release grief. Open your heart and release resentment. Open your heart and release judgment. Open your heart and release jealousy. Believe in forgiveness. Practice forgiveness. Refuse to live your life with a heavy heart. Forgive yourself. Forgive all. Enjoy time alone. Enjoy time with others.